You turn to Marketplace for the latest news about what's happening in the economy and how it affects you and your community. When you donate to support our nonprofit newsroom, you can also get something a little more tangible. We have a great lineup of donor thank you gifts right now. A shrinkflation mini tote bag, water bottles, mugs, hats, and a lot more. Contribute any amount to make a difference and pick up one of these gifts. Go to marketplace.org/donate.
Southwest Airlines operations are still going south. From Marketplace in Los Angeles, I'm Nova Safo, in for David Brancaccio. While most airlines have largely recovered from that deadly storm over the Christmas holiday, Southwest is the outlier. It continues to cancel thousands of flights. Now the federal government says it will investigate why. Marketplace's Kristen Schwab is here with more. Good morning, Kristen.
Good morning.
So can you give us an update on what's happening with Southwest's schedule?
Well, on Monday, the day after Christmas, which is a peak travel day, U.S. Airlines canceled a total of more than 3,800 flights. Southwest was responsible for more than 2,800 of those cancellations. That's more than 70% of total canceled flights. Yesterday was worse. Southwest accounted for more than 80% of cancellations, and it's already canceled 2,500 of its planned flights for today.
Yeah, and it looks like thousands more tomorrow, even as we're seeing most other airlines returning close to normal operations. Why is Southwest lagging?
Aviation experts say Southwest operates differently from most major carriers. The common model is what's called hub and spoke, where planes return to one of the airline's major hubs after flying to other cities. This allows them to be a bit more nimble with their crews and planes when bad weather hits. Southwest flies point to point, which means planes go from city to city without returning to any central location. It means once a plane gets stranded, it's stranded.
Yeah, it's not working out so well right now. So how are federal authorities getting involved?
They're going to investigate exactly why Southwest hasn't been able to play catch-up as fast as other carriers. Remember, airlines have been under a lot of scrutiny since this summer, when people finally flocked back to travel and carriers just weren't prepared. But since then, most airlines have scaled back on how many flights they send out a day to create a little more slack in the system. It seems like that wasn't enough for Southwest.
Marketplace's Kristen Schwab in New York. Thank you.
Thank you.
And we've been telling you about some of the provisions that made it into the nearly $2 trillion federal spending package Congress approved last week. Today, we take a look at one item that was left out: billions of dollars in additional COVID funding requested by the White House, funding for testing, vaccines, and treatments. Marketplace's Samantha Fields reports.
For months, the White House has been asking Congress for more funding for COVID testing, treatment, and vaccines, as existing funds were running out. Now,
the money is gone.
Kavita Patel, a primary care doctor in Washington, D.C., says the administration has tapped into other unused COVID funds to keep paying for free testing and vaccines for a little longer. But for the more than 27 million people who are uninsured,
it's going to be incredibly hard to deal with COVID, to get tested for it, to get treated.
If you have insurance, all COVID-related care will soon be like any other health care.
We've been living through an extraordinary time. We all know that.
Jen Cates is at the Kaiser Family Foundation.
For once in the United States, there was universal coverage for vaccines, treatments, and tests for COVID. And that's normally not how the U.S. healthcare system works. And now we're going back to how the U.S. healthcare system generally works.
Which means, she says, there are going to be people who can afford to get care and people who can't. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.
Let's do the numbers. The FTSE in London is up 0.8%. Investors in Hong Kong sent the Hang Seng Index up 1.5% as authorities there announced they would loosen COVID restrictions in line with mainland China. And on Wall Street, Dow futures are looking up 0.25%, S&P futures about 0.2%, and NASDAQ futures also 0.2%.
You turn to Marketplace for the latest news about what's happening in the economy and how it affects you and your community. When you donate to support our nonprofit newsroom, you can also get something a little more tangible. We have a great lineup of donor thank you gifts right now. A shrinkflation mini tote bag, water bottles, mugs, hats, and a lot more. Contribute any amount to make a difference and pick up one of these gifts. Go to marketplace.org/donate.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
Sustainable aviation fuel, or SAF for short, is what it sounds like. Fuel for airplanes made from renewable sources like reused cooking oil, which is mixed with regular petroleum-based kerosene. Now a French company says it's created a second generation of this fuel made from plant sugar. John Lawrenson has this report from the Champagne region in France.
The vast metal cylinder of a sugar beet washing machine turns at the edge of a field that stretches to the horizon. In Champagne, they grow grapes, of course, but they also grow beets, lots of them. Napoleon ordered the mass planting of sugar beet when a British naval blockade stopped sugar supplies from the Caribbean, and 200 years later, France is still the largest producer of sugar beets in Europe. Next to the beet washer is a sugar factory, and next to that, a smaller unit.
This is the unit we built this year, in 2022.
Co-founder and CEO of Global Bioenergies, Marc Delcourt, says the plant uses bacteria to produce a hydrocarbon, fuel in other words, from sugar.
So we have a process to convert sugars, whatever it is. It can be sugar beet, sugar cane, sugar from starch, so corn or wheat, or even sugar from agricultural leftovers.
Such as straw and forestry leftovers like sawmill wood chips. Delcourt says while they're growing, plants remove carbon dioxide from the atmosphere, helping limit the effects of climate change. But does this new fuel do the job? Well, a plane has done a test flight from Germany to France with only this new aviation fuel in the tank, and it arrived safe and sound. John Plaza, CEO of the American arm of Sky Energy, a Dutch trader moving into SAF production, says the market opportunity is significant.
We're anticipating huge demand due to both policy in the EU and the US, as well as the aviation industry's goal to be net zero by 2050.
Global Bioenergies plans to build a plant producing 30,000 tons of aviation fuel from timber waste in 2027. In Pommacle, France, I'm John Lawrenson for Marketplace.
China says it will soon begin issuing passports again for its citizens to travel abroad. This could lead to a wave of tourism for the Lunar New Year holiday next month. It's also raising concerns of spreading COVID infections. China is in the middle of a pandemic spike. Several countries, including Japan and India, are now requiring COVID tests of Chinese visitors. U.S. officials are reportedly considering similar steps. I'm Nova Safo with a Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
Hey everyone, it's Rima Khreis, host of This is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.